Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting third. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The DH, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dion Vicido. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose Quintana. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The DH, Ryan Dumit. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wilkin Ramirez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleet Thomas. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Doug Bernier. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Correa. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Diaza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mauer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morneau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Morneau moves to second. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Konerko strikes out. One out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garcia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dunn moves to second. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. Dunn moves to third. Garcia moves to second. Two outs. Dion Vicido is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vicido hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunn scores. Garcia scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fegley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kepinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepinger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0-for-1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Bernie is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bernie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dozier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dozier takes first base on ball 4. Bernie moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mauer hits a line drive into left field. Vasido settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Willingham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Willingham is hit by the pitch. Bernie moves to third. Dozier moves to second. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dumit is 0-for-1 in the game. Dumit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dion Vasido is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vasido is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vasido strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe strikes out. 1 out. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Plouffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernie I scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Bernie I is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bernie I is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bernie I hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dozier hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 2 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Willingham strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dumit is 0 for 2 in the game. Dumit hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gillespie is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vecido is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vecido hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Vecido reaches second base with a double. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fegley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fegley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wilkin Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vecido, who is chasing the ball. Ramirez reaches third base with a triple. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Doug Bernie is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bernie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernie hits a line drive into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dozier is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dozier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Donald Veal now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Dozier moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Diaza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kepinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a line drive beyond third. Plouffe can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kepinger moves to second. Brian Dunsing now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Kepinger moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dunn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dozier fields it and tags Ramirez, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Anthony Swarzak now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Konerko is 0-for-3 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Plouffe. Kepinger scores. Dunn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Kepinger now playing third base. Gordon Beckham now playing second base. Nate Jones now pitching. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0-for-3 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Willingham moves to second. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Plouffe strikes out. One out. Oswaldo Arcia pinch hits for Wilkin Ramirez. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kepinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oswaldo Arcia now playing right field. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vecido strikes out. One out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fegley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fegley hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Diaza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza now playing left field. Jordan Danks now playing center field. Addison Reed now pitching. Chris Hermann pinch hits for Doug Byrne. Chris Hermann is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Brian Dozier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dozier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dozier hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mauer moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.